heart and body extract.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this beautiful Saturday, actually it's kind of gloomy here in the state of Minnesota, June 20th, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Thanks for joining us, folks. I know that for a lot of you out there today, this is the first time you've ever heard us. I want to play something. Yeah, I know. Oh, I said Saturday. Oh, my gosh. Guys.
It's Monday.
It's Monday. It's still Saturday to me. I'm sorry about that.
I want Saturday back.
If you want to be a part of the show, the number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We got 1 hour with you. So we're going to kick it off real quick. Yesterday was Father's Day, and a week and a half ago, it was my birthday. And this is what I got for my birthday present. This is a great introduction. I mean, this is just opening my life up. My life is an open book to you. I want you to hear from my family what I got. I got a DVD, and they said before the ministry took me out for dinner yesterday, they said, Dad, will you listen to this? This is our last present for you. And I said, sure. So this is what I turned on.
Happy Father's Day!
Happy Father's Day!
Happy Father's Day!
Happy Father's Day, Dad. You don't know your Bill of Rights. I'm saying this so that you can know your Bill of Rights. Okay, here we go. Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Article 3. No soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. Article 4. the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Article 5. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken public use without just compensation. Article 6. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law. Article 7. In suits at common law, the value in controversy shall exceed $20. The right of a trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by jury shall be otherwise re-examined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. Article 8. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Article 9. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others attained by the people. Article 10. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Dad, that was for you for Father's Day. Just to let you know, I didn't bring this up. Mom brought this up. So you ought to say thank you to her and thank you to me because I'm saying it so that you'll know it. Thank you, Dad. Bye. Dad, I love you because you always get stuff for us. You'll be good to us, and you're really nice to us, and you're always looking out for us, and that you love me, and you always say, like, I'm a cat because I snuggle up to you all the time, and that you are really good, and that you're really nice, and that's why I love you, and yeah, that's why I love you.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not covet. Dad, I love you because you give us everything. And we snuggle up to you, and you let me snuggle up to you, and you gave us nice warm clothes, and you look out for us all the time, and that's why I love you. Bye.
I love you, Dad. You best, Dad.
I love you, Dad, dude. Let me do it, Dad, dude. I love Dad, dude.
He's 2 years old.
Hey, Dad, Dad.
And now this is my one-year-old.
Dad. Hawara and Kwachi loves you, too. Say Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
And just
say bye, Dad.
Just a side note, this is all from memory. My first son, who's almost 8 years old, read that from memory, the Bill of Rights. And then my second son, who's 5, read off the Ten Commandments by memory. And we're going to come back and we're going to ask Jake if he's got that kind of stuff going on at home. Because if he doesn't, then you guys all understand why I'm leading this show on. Hello, my name is Bradley Dean. I am the host of the Sons of Liberty radio broadcast and founder of You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International. For the past 12 years, we have been educating and empowering our posterity. We hope as you are moved by this message, you will keep in mind this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us.
This work cannot continue without your support. which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin from Midas Resources to every person who donates $100 or more. Call 866-233-0747. You can run international.com. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has made a difference in hundreds of thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble. Gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. 866-233-0747.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. So, Jake, do you want to answer my inquisition, sir? Do you have that going on? Because, I mean, you got almost an 8-year-old, a 5-year-old, yep, a 2-year-old, and a 1-year-old kicking off everything from memory,
uh-huh,
in honor to their dad, which just happens to be me.
Very nice. I'm just glad kids taught all of your kids that. Then
what's
they
that?
Could give you that.
You what?
I'm glad that my kids taught your kids so well.
Yeah.
All right.
We're humored by that, Jack. Right? What do you think of that, Carrie?
Carrie the producer?
Carrie the producer.
She got the speakers working today, which I was pretty happy about.
You know what I want to talk about today is I want to talk about the old versus the new. It says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you. He said, because you have forgot my law, I'll also forget your children. This is interesting stuff. You know, folks, a lot of times people want to just talk about the problems going on in our country, yet they're not really reestablished on the answers. And what we need to do and what we have been doing for almost 9 years on radio out of Minneapolis here is doing just that. It's not enough to just show you what's going wrong. Yeah, that's fine. Let's do that because the law detects. But let's give people the grace to conquer and show them where they're to put their feet back upon the rock. I've just done 23 interviews from Texas to Minnesota, from California all the way to Virginia. And it's interesting. I have to tell people, because what I hear for the most part is the problems, the problems, the problems. And then when I'm asked what are the answers, it's almost too simple for people to actually comprehend what the answers are. Well, if you come into my life and just tell me everything's wrong all the time, I want to have the answers for the wrongs. Yeah. Let's right the wrongs.
That's right.
How do we answer our wrongs? One of the things I could say is if you don't want to listen to God's Ten Commandments, America, you can listen to man's 10,000. Mm-hmm. And it seems that people prefer the 10,000 rather than God's simple 10.
Yep.
And what I'll do is I'll answer the question. I'll say religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Who said that? I couldn't call upon a better one than that established this country, one of the 55 signers. His name is George Washington. He just happened to be and has happened to be the first president of the United States. Why don't we go back to our founders who actually structured the blueprint, and then once we go back to their methods, then we can understand how it is 235 years later, we're still in the same country that they established. By the way, we have the longest standing constitution in the history of mankind. Why? Because we are one nation under God. Mm-hmm. Well, people say, well, I just don't want religion involved. Well, then what do you expect? He said, if you forget me, he said, I'll turn that nation into hell. Is your nation turning into hell? Because if it is, I have the answers for you.
Yep.
Let's go back to him who gave us the blueprint in the first place.
Doesn't folks, get any simpler than
it,
that.
It doesn't. And there it is right there. There's nothing stable but heaven in the Constitution,
yep.
said President Arthur. Yep. Nothing. Andrew Jackson rightly said that our republic, he said of it, he said the only thing that we have in our country that is sure is our republic, which is established upon the rock of the Bible.
The Bible is what our republic rests upon.
That's too simple. No, I've seen too many hypocrites out there. I know those hypocrites were rebuked by Christ himself. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself.
Yeah.
Nobody.
He's still rebuking them today, too.
He is.
Through their efforts and through what they're not establishing. And that's where it's so easy to identify a problem. Anybody can look at the paper and say, this is going on, this is going on, this is going on. What makes a leader is somebody who can bring in a solution and a resolve. Now, the difficulty here in this situation is, people, will you receive that resolve? Will you receive that, or will it be a stumbling stone unto you? Because it's guaranteed to work, and it did work, and it has worked for 200 years.
And here's the answer. Here's the resolve. If you see a whole lot of hypocrisy out there, then you be the one to bring in the answer.
That's right.
You be the one to bring in the right to right the wrong.
Yeah.
That's how you do that.
You know, I get a kick out of kids who say, well, I grew up, my dad was a smoker. And then he becomes a smoker. The kid who becomes a smoker. So, but he talks about how bad his dad was smoking all the time, but yet he does the same thing himself. We don't do that.
Yeah.
We shouldn't do that. We bring resolve, and we show by our action that we're not in favor of that. I watched an interview with Ron Paul here earlier today, and Ron Paul was talking about they categorized him as, well, you know, some people think you're really extreme. And he said, well, you know what? I don't think liberty is extreme. This concept of liberty is extreme to those who hate liberty, but that is not extreme. The fact that we have liberties such as life, liberty, and property, and they're listed in our Declaration of Independence, and they're protected by God. These are gifts from God. The government's job is to ensure those rights, not to build bigger roads and bigger education systems. Liberty is not extreme. That's the fundamental basis, and we need to continue in that experiment called liberty, and we need to continue to put ourselves in the position where we can exalt that so we can see more liberties, more peace, more change. Excuse me, not change, more peace, more liberty, and more prosperity in America.
Well, we do want change, but the change we're looking for is restoration.
Yeah, we want restoration. Yeah. It's just like the difference between a revolution and a resistance. The Revolutionary War was not a revolution. It was a war of resistance. They were resisting evil and reestablishing good and righteousness in this country. And because of that, we have what we have today. So the answer is pretty simple. Go back to that which works. Go back to that which works. History is 100% foolproof. It's 2020. You can see what worked, what didn't work. Our Constitution took 5,000 years in the making of studying history to know what worked, what didn't work, and here we're sitting in the
freedom. I'm an extremist.
Absolutely.
Aren't you an extremist?
We need to be extremists. For that,
well,
which is right.
America, aren't you extremist? I'm an extremist. You're an extremist. You want to be an extremist, too? It sounds like
I love it.
I'm a pepper, you're a pepper, everybody want to be a pepper? All right,
pepper.
Go on. I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist when he said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of extremists will we be? Will we be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? So I'm an extremist. There's no question about it.
Yep.
In context, I am an extremist for righteousness because I want what our forefathers gave us, and the way that we're going to persevere in what they gave us is that we have to go back to see how they established and to take a look at the blueprints. Let's go back to the old past, as Jeremiah 6:16 rightly states. Let me give you guys a parallel just to show you how far we have fallen in this country. Let me give you scenario one. Jack goes quail hunting before school and then pulls into the school parking lot with his shotgun in his truck's gun rack. 1967, the vice principal comes over, looks at Jack's shotgun, goes to his car, and gets his shotgun to show Jack. 2010, school goes into lockdown. FBI called. Jock. That was a bad one, folks. Jake, that was even worse. Jack hauled off to jail and never sees his truck or his gun again. Counselors called in for traumatized students and teachers. Do you see what's happening, folks? We're not progressing, we're digressing. How's that new thing working out for you, America?
How's that
and
liberty?
Don't complain about what you tolerate.
How's that liberty?
Scenario two, Johnny and Mark get into a fist fight after school. 1967, crowd gathers. Mark wins. Johnny and Mark shake hands and end up good friends. 2010, police called and SWAT teams arrived. They arrest both Johnny and Mark, and they're both charged with assault and both expelled, even though Johnny started it. Scenario three, Jeffrey will not sit still in class. He disrupts other students. 1967, Jeffrey sent to the principal's office and given a good paddling by the principal. He then returns to class, sits still, and does not disrupt class again. But in 2010, Jeffrey is given a huge dose of Ritalin. He becomes a zombie. He's then tested for ADD, which, by the way, has never been proven. The family gets extra money from the government because Jeffrey has a disability now. Scenario four.
How's that liberty?
Yeah, how's that working out for you, America? Billy breaks a window in his neighbor's car, and his dad gives him a good whipping with the belt. You remember that?
I do.
To he who withholds the rod hates his son. Now they want to give you corner time, or they want
time
to
out.
Pull us timeouts. Yes. Or they want to put you on antidepressants. Yeah. 1957, Billy is more careful next time, grows up normal, goes to college, and becomes a successful businessman. 2010, Billy's dad is arrested for child abuse. Billy is removed to foster care and joins a gang. The state psychologist is told by Billy's sister that she remembers being abused herself, and their dad goes to prison. Billy's mom has an affair with a psychologist. How's that new thing working out for you, America? Scenario five. Mark gets a headache and takes some aspirin to go to school. 1967, Mark shares his aspirin with the principal out on the smoking dock. In 2010, the police are called and Mark is expelled from school for drug violations. His car is then searched for drugs and weapons. We're going to continue on this thought when we get back. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back after this break.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com, that's Z-E-O-King.com, for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Can you feel them roots?
I feel the roots.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Thank you for joining us today, folks. One of the things that I wanted to kind of reiterate a little bit here is the fact that, folks, it's one thing to know what the problem is, but it's our responsibility not only before God but also before man to bring in the answers to right the wrongs. And if we want to just complain, then we can't tolerate what we complain. We have to bring the answers forth. Because if you're not going to be a part of the answers, it's probably just best to shush.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to hear your problems all the time. I mean, for the last four generations, me and Jake are some young guys. Yes, we're two young guys out of Bangkok. But the point is this, folks. We have been hearing this for 40 years. Well, some of us have been hearing this for 40 years. So when I said I was young, I mean, what do you think these people are visualizing right now?
32, that sounds young.
Kind of look like Elvis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, so that young Elvis look.
That's right.
Still got going on, and you would be?
Whatever the people can envision me to be.
Oh, you're 32?
Yep.
Are you?
32.
Me and Nicole were just talking to one of the girls in the office here. Jake, you are the oldest 32-year-old that I've ever seen in my life. I mean,
I live in Hawaii.
He looks like he's 132 years old.
I lived in Hawaii. And, you know, if any of you people listening out there own a wrinkle cream company, you would be calling me right now trying to get my endorsement.
Sponsors.
That's right.
That would be a great idea.
That would be smart.
Great idea.
I wanted to bring something back to this, bringing problems with no solutions.
Yes.
We can't blame.
It's a good thing our forefathers didn't do that.
That's right. Yeah. And anybody who's great or that we talk about throughout history, same way. But what happened in America, this just gave me a good example. An overweight person, some people call them fat people.
Yeah.
Some people that have problems eating.
Mm-hmm.
You can't blame somebody else for your eating disorder. Excuse me, not disorder, for your eating problem.
They can't help themselves.
That's right. So then they buy this. Well, I can't help myself, so this must be just providence and no big deal. So let's talk about problems. We can't do anything about these problems.
Yeah. I got a question for you, though.
The benefits.
Who is supposed to do something about those problems then?
Well, then.
I mean, if it's not you, it's not we the people, then who's supposed to right those wrongs anyways? I'm not being facetious.
And by the way,
the fat person that you were talking about does have to take responsibility for being overweight.
Otherwise, they die.
They do make choices in life.
Otherwise, they die.
Yes.
And so aren't we sitting in that kind of situation? And I'm not saying altogether. There's a lot of people doing things out there.
Yeah.
But a lot of folks, especially mainstream media-driven people, their mindset is, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
Now, the people in the church, this is their mindset. Jesus is coming soon. I can't do anything. All this apathetic garbage does nothing but destroy your nation.
Yeah.
We're supposed to abide. We live here right now. We sleep in the bed that we make. But I'm just going back to this scenario because you were just giving great analogies of the 1960s to 2010, which has happened in the past 40, 50-some years in our country. Well, the mentality, there's nothing I can do about it.
Well,
no. The mentality is I don't want to do anything about it.
Let me offer some hope. We had a bad guy named King George. He was a tyrant. He was over in England. And we had 55 signers stand up against him. And we had something called the Black Regiment, the preachers of the day that were exposing darkness because they were called to be the light of the world. Mm-hmm. They did their job. And because of that, less than 3% of America God used to birth this awesome nation that we've had. And we've had it for over 235 years.
That was the seed.
That's right. So, America, the question that we have for you, we're not being wise, guys. We're not being facetious. We're just saying, what are you doing with that awesome gift of freedom that is paid? It's been paid for by millions and millions of men and women, namely our veterans. And what are you doing with the gift of redemption called freedom?
And it's also been upheld by hundreds of millions of Americans, because once that seed was given to us, we couldn't just let it set there, which is the mentality nowadays. It's just going to take care of itself.
It's not going to take care of itself.
If
you're waiting for someone to fix the problem, rest assured they're not going to get fixed without you adjusting the situation. Another point with that, Jake, is I thought was really good when you were just saying what you were saying. And what did you say?
Well, the king oversteps. You gave an analogy of the king. The king oversteps his bounds.
Yes.
He doesn't just encroach. You know, it's one thing, again, government's purpose. We all understand this. The purpose of government is to protect our liberties.
Yeah,
To restrain men from sin by executing justice. So its main job is to protect our liberties through justice. The king at that particular time was encroaching upon our liberties.
Yeah.
He was taking the property that belonged to God and overstepping his bounds.
And he, by the way, one of the major things that he did leave undone was justice. America, listen to that carefully.
Right.
When you leave off justice, you leave off peace. And when you leave off peace, guess what? You have anarchy.
That's right. And you know what? Criminals and tyrants love anarchy because then they can bring in a solution with a bayonet.
Yeah.
And that's why we need to listen to God's Ten Commandments, or we're going to listen to man's 10,000
commandments. Let's get back to these scenarios.
Governed by God or the bayonet?
Got some more. Scenario six. Pedro, he fails high school English.
Yeah.
So did Bradley. I'm totally kidding. 1967, Pedro goes to summer school, passes English, and goes to college.
Good.
2010, his cause is taken up by the state. Newspaper articles appear nationally explaining that teaching English as a requirement for graduation is racist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That stick don't work anymore, folks.
No.
ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, files class action lawsuit against the state school system and Pedro's English teacher. English is then banned from core curriculum. Pedro is given his diploma anyways, but ends up mowing lawns for a living because he cannot speak English. Yeah.
Which scenario is liberating?
This is so relevant. Take a look to what's going on in this country. Scenario 7. Let's go on. Johnny takes part leftover firecrackers from the 4th of July, puts them in a model airplane paint bottle, and blows up a red ant bed. 1967, the ants die. That's terrible.
That is. We're not promoting.
You're going to have a bunch of leftist whacks out there banning.
Let's kill ants!
Yes. 2010, ATF, Homeland Security, and the FBI are called. Johnny is charged with domestic terrorism. The FBI investigates his parents, and all siblings are removed from their home, and all computers are confiscated. Johnny's dad is placed on a terror watch list and is never allowed to fly again. How far out there is that, America?
Mm-hmm.
Who's allowed it to go to that degree of digression?
You know, let's flip the scenario. Let's go back to 1776. Let's give an analogy of today, Homeland Security. And then let's go ask George Washington, Thomas Jefferson especially. Mm-hmm. So Homeland Security, does that make a lot of sense? I mean, flip these scenarios back and tell the people in the 60s what we do today. What are they going to say? You're nuts! Homeland Security, where in the Constitution? How about states' rights? Oh, no, those have been gone for a long time.
No, but it's, Jake, but it's the name that people accept. It's called the Patriot Act.
It doesn't secure you.
And the Patriot Act is there. It's got the right name.
Must be patriotic.
They're there preventing crimes against the American people.
Sure.
But I didn't know it was the American government's job to ask the people to give up their rights. I thought we were commanded by government because we love our country to give up the wrongs, not our rights.
And what's happened here?
Interesting.
The way the people accept this goes back to Thomas Paine and his book Common Sense. He says a long habit, and it hasn't even been that long, but now the media's got us jumping gears every 7 minutes.
No, they don't have us jumping gears.
A long habit of not thinking a thing wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right.
Uh-huh.
So the Patriot Act. Because it's been a long habit of some folks to think it's not wrong, now all of a sudden it just must be right. And so that's when bureaucrats and ungodly tyrants build on that.
Because they're inundating the people with the Patriot Act that is so good, it's so good, it's so good.
And it keeps getting renewed.
Giving more power to the government and more control to them over your lives is good, America.
Why are they
trying to disarm the American people now that you're talking about that? How does that make sense? Isn't that why we've never been attacked as a nation? Is because we are an armed nation, but yet we have people in government that are trying to disarm us. Never trust a government that doesn't trust its citizens with arms. They should be empowering the American people, not disarming them.
That's right, because if you go down again to the purpose of government, what is its purpose? It's to secure our rights. Secure our rights.
And they're an extension of who we are, by the way.
And it can't do that by taking away our rights, which is what we're describing right here. When government comes in and starts taking away our rights, it's doing the opposite of what it was intended to do, and nothing can become good when that happens. It's like if you're...
not for the citizens, anyways. Not the subjects.
Which is the purpose of government, again. It's to produce liberty for us, the people. It should always benefit us. Just like the rain will always benefit us so long as we're planting the correct seeds.
Mm-hmm.
America, when we plant the incorrect seeds, that rain will not benefit us. It'll benefit weeds or whatever we're planting that we shouldn't be planting. America, again, was founded upon the principles that the people before God was their sovereign, and that the people had the liberty to worship that God in the way that they felt they needed to worship according to conscience. Government came in and said, you know what, we're going to protect that liberty, because in Europe it wasn't protected. It was tyrannized through religion and through non-religion. So if we keep that in mind, that is the purpose of government, we're going to see that straight stick all the time. And anytime something comes in, like the Patriot Act or the NEA, National Education Association, all of these things, we're going to say, wait a second, that doesn't belong. Let's get that out.
Yeah.
Let's get that out.
Well, because they're ruling by policy rather than by law. And, folks, we have to understand that we're not ruled by policy. We're ruled by law, and policy follows law. Mm-hmm. Law does not follow policy. I'm not trying to confuse you, but it really is that simple. If you want to know who's lying, read the Constitution and read the Bible.
Yep.
That's the end of that line. Let me go on to another scenario before this next break here. Scenario 8. Johnny falls while running during recess and scrapes his knee. He's found crying by his teacher. Mary hugs him to comfort him. 1967, in a short time, Johnny feels better and goes on playing. 2010, Mary is accused of being a sexual predator and loses her job. She faces 3 years in state prison. Johnny undergoes 5 years of therapy. Folks, we're just simply trying to tell you that, listen, though everything's just getting kind of out of hand, it's really easy to put our feet back if we're willing to go back to him who gave the blueprint. Jeremiah 6:16 states, go back to the old past, but what did the people reply? We will not. America, consider this, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Turn back to your foundations. The God of the Mosaic Institution is everywhere. He's on the Supreme Court buildings. He's in civil buildings. The crosses over the heads of our veterans are Christian crosses. The motto during the Revolutionary War, during the establishing of who we are as a people, was no king but King Jesus. The flags that were flying were appeal to heaven. If you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going to, folks. We got one more segment, actually two more segments, coming up right after this break. Again, if you want to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to continue on this point, and we're going to start in 1930, and we're going to show you the difference between then and now. It's going to freak you out a little bit. We'll be right back.
K-N-R-A-D-I-O. If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with wild birch bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Martin Luther King rightly said this. He said, "He who passively accepts evil is as much involved in it as he who helps to perpetrate it. He who accepts evil without protesting against it is really cooperating with it." He goes on, "History will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people." Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Talking about going back to the old paths again, folks, and not tolerating what people are complaining about. Let's bring in the answers and let's reestablish who we are as a people, because I have hope. One nation under God has meaning to me, folks. And if I love my God, I'm going to love my people. By this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. You cannot do it outside of that, outside of understanding who He is and by being empty of His Holy Spirit. We have to be filled with His Holy Spirit. But talking about going back to the old paths, let's go on, Jake. You go to 1930, I'll go to 1936.
All right, in 1930, we had the President of the United States, Herbert Hoover.
Herbie.
And his Vice President, Mr. Charles Curtis. Boy, I've got a little section on Herbert Hoover that I'd like to read.
Yeah, he's a good guy, I heard.
Well, this is one thing that he did bring up after the crash. This was because who followed him was, of course, the charismatic Mr. Roosevelt.
Yeah.
But after the crash, this is what Herbert Hoover said. Now, this was the mindset of presidents back then. I'm not vouching for his moral character, but he kept the federal budget balanced. And on top of that, he said he would cut taxes and expand public works. But listen to what he said, folks, because this is what we've lost grasp of. In government, anyhow, he reiterated his views that while people must not suffer from hunger and cold, caring for them must be the primary, well, must be primarily a local and voluntary responsibility.
That's right.
He understood where the position of government was to be and the fact that it needed to balance its budget. But back in 1930, a new house cost $7,146. The average income per year was $1,973. A new car was $610. That's about a payment now.
Mm-hmm.
Average rent was $15
per month. What kind of car do you got?
Did
you get one of those Beamers or something or what?
A Beema. The average rent was $15 per month. Tuition to Harvard University was $400 per year. A movie ticket was a quarter. Gasoline was 10 cents per gallon. A United States postage stamp was 2 pennies.
Right. What's the problem, though? I just don't know what's going on. Well, what are we falling away from? Who we are as a people?
That's right. The guideline, the standard set.
1936, President of the United States, Franklin Roosevelt. 1936, Vice President John Garner. Brother Garner.
Mr. Garner.
A new home in 1936 was $3,925. An average income was $1,713 per year. A new car in 1936 was $780. An average rent was $24 per month. Tuition to Harvard University, $420 per year. A movie ticket was 25 cents in 1936. Gas was 10 cents per gallon. And a United States postage stamp was 3 cents each. You know, my wife's face, her face is so beautiful that she should have her face on a postage stamp. Mm-hmm.
So you know what's something, though, now that you're saying that? I was just looking. In 1936, the cost of a new house was how much? You said something like $3,000?
Well, I don't know. Why don't you listen the next time?
I should have listened more carefully. But
a new house in 1936, $3,925.
Because a new house in 1930 was $7,000. But then you said on a new car, I believe it was.
Wait. Say that again.
Yeah, the average cost of living is $7,000 in 1930 for a new house.
Let me see that.
So you go up to 1936. Well, the Depression happened.
No, something's messed up.
The Depression happened, so the value of housing went down. But what didn't go down was the price of a car, right?
Gotcha. Okay,
the
you're right.
Car is actually more.
Good catch. Okay.
And then the tuition, you know, the Harvard.
Jump up to 1940.
So in 1940, a new house has gone up to still less than it was in 1930, $3,900. The average income, that makes sense. You can't spend your way out of a deficit.
No.
People started saving and started saying, okay, maybe we're a little too materialistically. Let's reel in the reins on ourselves personally and morally. This has to do with morals, too.
Can I rewind a little?
Morals and values.
Materialistic.
Yeah. Not... Or materialistically.
Oh, okay. Anything goes.
If you reel in.
That No Child Left Behind doctrination.
If you reel yourself in morally. But look at how this works. If a person is immoral, their tendencies are to spend what they don't have
because that's
immoral. This administration doing that like crazy.
Temperance. Yep.
And then they think to themselves, well, if I spend even more, things are going to get better. If I get even more morally out of control, for instance, if I start thinking that it's okay to go out and be promiscuous, it's all right to commit adultery, it's all right for a man to marry a man, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah.
Get more immoral, we're going to be more liberated, but really we're coming to more bondage, which is the point of
one of the
doing
things
right
that
now.
We brought up in church yesterday is this Andrew Wienerhead or whatever his name is, congressman that just got booted.
Mm-hmm.
He
resigned.
Yeah, yeah. That guy.
Resigned.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. He was dressing like a woman.
That's normal.
That's on the front page of the paper. And not that the papers are valid, of course.
That's true.
I mean, it's not like they are full of integrity or anything like that. But it's interesting that
I care about America.
53% of those in New York, they said, the papers did, mm-hmm. said that the people said whatever he does in his private life has nothing to do what he does
in his public office.
Folks, how upside down is that mentality?
Now, and I have a question just to
prove that. If he can't do it in his private life, how is he going to serve you, the people, in his public life?
And here's the importance of that. How many of you had even heard of this man, publicly speaking, even heard of this man before he hit the press? So you've heard about it.
I know he had
Congress,
a big mouth, and he was kind of a wise garber.
And I didn't even know that part about him. But the point is, how little do you hear of a man's public life? Very, very little.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells you that his private life has everything to do with what he's doing.
Can I tell you what Samuel Adams said? He said, he who is void of virtuous attachments in private life is, or very soon will be, void of all regard for his country. Yeah. There is seldom an instance of a man guilty of betraying his country who had not before lost the feeling of moral, right, conform to truth, folks, obligation in his private connections. If you go to the word moral in Webster's 1828, that truth is the Ten Commandments, the laws of God.
That's right. So it's based on, when I hear stuff like that, I feel like yelling. Like when we're in church. Glory!
Yeah, if this is a black church, we'd have sent. Yeah, that's right.
Amen!
Yeah.
I mean, that's preaching.
Yeah.
Do I need to go to 1940?
Well, how many times did the Lord tell us in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, take heed to yourself? Heed means, yep, pay careful attention to yourself.
That's right.
Practice what you preach, number three of the Ten Commandments.
And doesn't it make sense that we have this gem that's been given to us, that we would just,
liberty,
follow the directives,
freedom,
that were given to us in the very beginning?
Blood-bought. We are a blood-bought nation, folks. And when we look at the price paid for the freedoms that we have, the blood, the fight, the battle that's been paid for the ratification of the Constitution, we as Americans have a great pearl, a great, yep, present given unto us by God and our brothers and sisters, yep, and we need to respond by living for what
that's
they,
right,
have died for,
and
because they handed us the baton.
That's right, and that's liberty. But now I want to take it to those that think, well, when you talk about this blood is equally condemning to those that would tear it down.
That's right.
It's equally condemning to those that do wrong, yet they know they're doing wrong, yeah, and they sit in the office and use that blood to do wrong.
That's right. Let me give you an analogy. What would you think if a politician was burning the American flag, folks? What would
of course,
you do?
Out of office immediately,
you
and
would,
then civilly prosecute.
You'd want to deal with the
throw
guy violently quickly, right?
That's
well,
right.
Why is it that we can raise the flag? What's, mm-hmm, the famous picture of Iwo Jima?
Yep.
What
push
is it?
The flag.
That's exactly right. What was the price? How many of them boys that were actually pushing the flag up died?
Yeah.
In pursuit of the happiness that we had now,
yep,
beheld.
Think about
or
that
we
blood.
Behold. Yeah. Yep. So people need to think about that. I think
it
more than anything, people
now
just need to realize the price that was paid for their, yeah, freedoms. If you want to change your country, bring them to Arlington. I'm going to say this a million times, yeah, but it's a fact. People go in there one way and they leave a different way. And so it is with the Word of God. Mm-hmm. God gave His Son. How many fathers in 1944 gave their sons and daughters to ratify something called the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence? We're called to read that Constitution, to know what they died for, and we're called to push up the flag that they died to magnify.
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
No, it is that simple because,
yeah,
nowadays... I mean,
now John 3:16 has meaning, by the way, but go,
yeah,
ahead.
I mean, it goes back to the analogy of how important is something that's just handed to, like, for instance, toys nowadays to kids. You just give them a toy. He doesn't buy it. He doesn't work for it. He doesn't labor for it. It's worth nothing, absolutely nothing to...
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that either.
No, it's
really
worth lying.
Really,
yep.
But the fact is that blood is behind it, and once man sees blood, he has great respect for that price and lives according to it. That's salvation right there.
Let me give you the answer before we end this first hour here. Matthew Henry, a well-respected commentator, you probably have heard of his name before, he said of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, he said, the method of this great deliverance, the answers, is to be wrought for Israel. Righteousness must be first wrought in them. They must be brought to repent of their sins, their lawlessness, 1 John 3, 4, before God, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then and only then shall salvation be wrought for them and not until them. It's up to you, America. We'll talk to you tomorrow. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We'll talk to you then.
It's the palm oak tree and the strong oak tree, and we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons.